call received from Home Care Agency.
Hi, Stella speaking.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Russ Slaughter, and I'm trying to get my daughter in as my caretaker.
Sure, we can assist.
And she does everything for me.
Got it.
I mean, literally everything. What I have to do?
Let me ask you like that. Were you already approved for home care, or you want to get approved?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm an old man. Please speak a little slower.
Sure. Did you ever get approved for home care, or you want to just enroll right now?
Well, where is my total care? I live alone.
Oh.
I need a walker. In my house, I could get around with a cane, but if I go out, I usually need a walker, and I can't go upstairs because I have a very hard time. But I sleep on my couch down on the first floor.
Oh wow! So we got the shores with you, and your daughter can get paid to help you.
Well, she cooks for me. She runs my vacuum cleaner. She runs.
Can you hold on a minute? I'm for sure going to help you. Just hold a second, okay?
Pardon me? Say that again.
Okay, it's fine. Forget it. So let me ask like that. Do you have Medicaid?
No. See, I thought I always had Medicaid, but I found out about a year ago that I don't.
Okay.
I've had at least three, maybe four different people told me they're going to get me on Medicaid, but
maybe
haven't
it's
heard
just
anything
an active
about that.
Let me check, because we are specifying in helping you get on Medicaid and then get on home care services. So let me check. Maybe your Medicaid is just inactive and we just need to reactivate it, or if you don't have Medicaid, we're just going to do it as quick as possible. I'm going to have a specialist assigned to your case, and you'll be in touch with her. She's going to help you get you on Medicaid and then get you approved for hours so your daughter can work for you.
Oh, I sure hope so, because I believe me, I've heard that same story before, that people said they were going to get me on it, but I haven't gotten anything yet.
Don't worry. We have special people that are specializing in that. They know exactly how to do it, and they can do it quick. What I can do is right now, can you give me your first and last name so I can see if you have Medicaid?
Yes, my first name is Rusling. It's Russling.
Got it. And your last name?
Second name is Slaughter, Slaughter.
Got it. Then what's your date of birth, roughly?
What's that, son?
Your date of birth.
Oh, 12/20/39. Yes.
Got it. So I don't see you should have Medicaid, but let me tell you what I'll do is right now. I'll take down your information and I'll transfer you right now to a specialist. She's going to help you. She's going to notify you what to do. She's going to help you get you on Medicaid. And then she's also going to help you to get approved for home care services and your daughter sign up as the caregiver. And then she's going to help your daughter get paid to help you.
Okay.
Okay. Rustling, what's your exact address?
Pardon me?
What's your address?
2119. President Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19115.
19115, got it. And that's in Philadelphia,
yes.
You said. Do you have any kids in your house, like any minors?
Pets?
Kids.
Yeah, I live by myself.
You live by yourself, got it. What's your daughter's name and number?
Her name is Donna Slaughter.
And what's her number? Do you have me her number?
Her phone number at home is 215 281-3696. But she works during the day, and she comes over at night.
So she can get paid to help you at night. Let me do like that. You want your daughter. Give me a minute. Okay, maybe just hold on. Let me see if I can get you the specialist right now so she can help you. So we don't need to cut off and then wait until she calls back. Okay?
Okay,
but
thank you.
Can you wait on the line? I'll just put you on hold for a few minutes until I get someone, okay?
I'll hold on. Yes.
Thank you. my star for the way. Okay. So I am sending it over to Figgy. She's going to assist you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, actually, I'll send you to Abigail because she's actually, like, better in it.
What's that?
I'll send you to Abigail, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just hold on.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Russ Slaughter.
Hi, yeah. You got transferred over from STOA, correct?
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm trying to find out if I'm on Medicaid or not.
So,
a number of people have told me that they were going to get me on it. But I haven't heard anything definite yet.
So once you get enrolled through our agency, once you are activated for home care services, then you would be activated for Medicaid.
Okay. I'm sorry. Say that a little slower for me, please.
Once you're enrolled through our agency, once you go through the enrollment process, then your Medicaid would be activated. Okay.
Okay.
I can look now to see, you're saying you for sure don't have Medicaid now. You don't know if you have Medicaid or you're not sure?
I don't know. People have told me, and more than one person has told me in the last so many months that they're going to get me on it. But I haven't heard anything direct yet, so I don't really know.
Okay, let me see if you are. It seems like not, but let me just double check.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It doesn't look like you have a Medicaid ID. Okay, so we can get you reactivated once you're enrolled through our agency. Okay.
You can get me on.
You'll get Medicaid once you have your home care services. Once you have your waiver for home care services, which is what I can help you with. If you would like to apply for home care services, I can help you through the process, and then you would get Medicaid.
Okay, what do I need to do?
Okay, so let me tell you a bit about the process. So it usually takes a couple of weeks. We have to have two assessments for the state. The state has assessments with the patient to see if they are physically if they would physically be approved for services. And then we would have to collect some financial documents, which you will collect. And then once we have that, we're going to wait for the approval from the county, which is usually what takes the most time. Sometimes they take about 2 weeks to get back to us. And then once we get that approval, then you would discuss hours with a service coordinator. They would come down to your home and you would discuss the hours that they see and you see fit for you. Okay?
I guess I couldn't follow all of that very well, but I
No, it's basically, it doesn't, I don't mean to make it seem complicated. Basically, in short, you're going to have two assessments so that you're approved by the state. They'll have to collect some documents, and then you're going to discuss hours. But this process usually takes a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So, okay.
What would I have to do right now?
Okay, so the first step would be to schedule the first assessment, which I'm going to give you the number for, and I could try to transfer you over as well at the end of our call. But before I do that, I just want to confirm that you aren't making more than $2,900 a month, $2,900.
Yeah, I have a disability pension from the police department, which is $1,600 something. Then I have Social Security. It comes to $3,400 a month. But I have
Social Security
have
or altogether?
But I have a home equity loan from the police department that I just can't pay anymore because I don't have the money. And so what they do is they take $800 a month out of my pay. So that leaves me with that $2,600 overall.
Okay, so tell me again where you're getting the money from and how much it is. Sorry. I just need to confirm that this will be approved.
Between,
you'll still be, yeah.
Between my pension, my disability pension and my Social Security, I get a total of $3,400. But then from my loan, which I can't pay anymore, they take $800 out. So that leaves me with $2,600 total.
Okay, so that should be fine as long as the rest of the requirements are okay, but they'll let you know by the assessment about the financials also, okay? But it seems like it should be fine. Usually it is okay.
I'm sorry. What
sometimes
that
sometimes the government runs into some issues with the patients that are making a certain amount of an income, but because it's from SSI and it's not what you're making from working, it should be okay. Okay? But I
guess.
You understand?
Not totally, but you just tell me what I need to do and I'll.
Okay, I'll call you. But I just want to ask you a few more things. Do you own a home or a car?
Yes.
You own your home that you're.
I have a home equity loan, which I owe about $140,000 on. That's why they take money from my. Yeah.
Wait. Okay, 1 second.
So I was paying it for a number of years until I ran out of money. I went broke and I couldn't pay anymore. So it went back up to $140,000.
Okay, and how about a car? Do you own a car?
A car?
Yeah.
I have a car. I could drive. I can't walk.
And you said now you owe $140,000, or that's what you're...
I owe $140,000 to the bank.
Okay. Any other assets that you might have for over $8,000?
It's over what? $8,000?
Yeah. Like cash value of $8,000, $8,000 in the bank, any objects or anything that would...
That's just the loan.
Just the loan?
Yes.
For the house. Hello?
Pardon me?
You mean the loan for your house?
Yes.
Okay. fine. So it seems, okay, for now I want you to still have this assessment. They're going to let you know how it's going to be, and I could still let you know. I'm going to find out if this will be a problem, but they'll tell you by the assessment whether they see if you will be eligible or not for services, okay? Sorry.
Okay.
And how about, are you married or do you have minors living with you?
Do I have what?
Are you married or do you have any minors living with you at home?
No, I'm, my wife is passed. And I live by myself.
No. Okay.
Except for my daughter's here just about every day.
But they don't live with you?
I had a heart operation, open heart surgery.
Oh, wow.
3 years ago. And since then, I've had a lot of problems. My equilibrium is very bad. That's why I need a walker and all to walk on. And my lungs I had drained a couple times because a lot of fluid got in my lung. So I had that drained a couple times. So it's just one of those things.
It's a lot.
Good Lord,
well,
keep me alive.
Okay. I want to try to help you here. It's the government is who we sometimes run into issues with. That's why I want to see if they will go through with the assessment and they'll let us know if you're approved. But I will try to find out as well on our end what they think from my supervisor. But for now, I'm going to send over the number for you for the broker to schedule the first assessment. Okay?
I have to call someone else.
Yes, but I can transfer you over as well.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the number so you have it just in case, and then I'm going to try to transfer you. If you don't speak with them, the call doesn't transfer over, then call this number, okay?
All right. I've done this before. I don't know if it was your company or not, but it is what it is. All right. What's that number?
It's 877-550.
What'd you say?
877-550.
I shake a lot, so I write very slow.
No problem. 877.
Okay.
550.
550.
Yeah.
All right.
4227. 4227.
What was that last four?
4227.
4. I'm sorry.
No problem. It's 4227.
4227.
Yeah. You could read it back to me just to confirm you have the right number.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, it's 877.
Mm-hmm.
550-4227.
Yes. And now I'm going to try to transfer you over to them as well. If the transfer doesn't go, then call that number, okay? But if you do speak with them, you don't need to call that number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And you're going to press 1 when it says, are you a customer? Until they say you can speak with customer service, just continue pressing 1 to skip that whole beginning, okay?
So I press 1.
Yeah, on the call, they're going to ask a few questions. If you're the patient, just press 1, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm transferring you now.
I've done this before.
Okay. Fine. I'll speak with you shortly, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Enrollment broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. The Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker will be closed on Monday, January 19, 2026, in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. In order to receive prompt service with minimal wait times, please contact us on Thursday or Friday of that same week, between the hours of 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4. The Pennsylvania Independent, if you are calling to make a LIFE referral, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of a LIFE application, press 2. If you are calling to learn more about the LIFE program, press 3. If you are calling to make a LIFE referral, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of a LIFE application, press 2. If you are calling to learn more about the LIFE program, press 3. Our office is closed for the holiday. Please call back during our regular hours of 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or to leave a message, press 1. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. We are currently closed. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to leave a message, please leave a brief message including your first name, last name, phone number, and application ID, and someone will return your call as soon as possible to address your inquiry. You can also check the status of your application and access program information on our website at paieb.com. We look forward to assisting you.
Please record your message after the tone. When you're finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
My name is Russ Slaughter. My phone number is 215-677-3401. I'm trying to find out if I'm on Medicaid. Thank you. Bye-bye.